The other issue to consider in this session is the sale of rights nil paid. In the previous session, we looked at rights issues. If a company announces a rights issue, they are giving their shareholders the right to buy a certain number of new shares. As we mentioned, in order to persuade the shareholders to buy the shares, the company usually offers the shares at a discount. A rights issue is essentially a piece of paper giving the shareholders the right to buy shares for less than they are presently worth. This piece of paper, that is, this right, therefore has a value of its own and can be sold to a third party. Note here that the shareholder is selling his right to buy shares and not the shares themselves. If a shareholder sells his rights and makes a profit, that capital gain will be chargeable to CGT. This process is known as the sale of rights nil paid. The sale of rights is treated for CGT purposes as a part disposal of original shares. Therefore, in order to calculate the gain on the sale of the right, we do a part disposal calculation. We start with the proceeds from the sale of the rights. From this, we deduct a base cost. Because the sale of rights nil paid is treated as a part disposal of the original shares, we take the base cost of the shares and multiply this by the part disposal fraction A over A plus B. The A in the fraction is the cash received from the sale of the right, whilst the B is the market value of the shares remaining. We will illustrate this with a numerical example. James bought 100,000 shares in Dove's PLC in September 2004 for £500,000. In October 2010, Dove's PLC announced a 1-for-2 rights issue at £6 per share. The value of the Dove's PLC shares at the date of the rights issue is £7 per share. James decides not to take up the company's offer to buy the new shares, but instead he sells his right for £20,000. This is treated as a part disposal of James's shares. The gain is calculated as follows. Sales proceeds are £20,000. From this, we deduct CGT base cost. The sale of rights is treated as a part disposal of the original shares, so we take the base cost of the shares and multiply this by the part disposal fraction A over A plus B. The cost of the shares is £500,000. A is the rights proceeds of £20,000, while B is the value of James' shares at the date of the rights sale. He has 100,000 shares worth £7 each, so B is £700,000. The base cost to be deducted is therefore £13,889, leaving James with a gain of £6,111. The knock-on effect of this is that the base cost of James' 100,000 shares has now been reduced by the cost used in the part disposal calculation. His new base cost is now £500,000 less £13,889, giving £486,111. We do not need to prepare this capital gains computation if proceeds from the sale of rights are small. Proceeds are small if they are less than £3,000. If proceeds exceed £3,000, they are still regarded as small if they are less than 5% of the value of the shares at the date of the rights issue. If proceeds are small, there is no part disposal for capital gains tax. The proceeds received from the sale of the rights are instead deducted from the base cost of the shares for CGT purposes. The small proceeds rules apply automatically. No election is required to be made by the shareholder. However, HMRC will allow the sale of a right to be treated as a disposal even if proceeds are small. This may be beneficial for the taxpayer if he or she has an annual CGT exemption, which will wipe out the resulting capital gain. Let me show you how this works by returning to the example of James. James sold his rights for £20,000. The value of his shares at the time was £700,000. The rights proceeds are therefore 2.85% of the value of his shares at that time. The proceeds received are less than 5% of the value of the shares at the date of the rights issue. This means that the proceeds are small, therefore there is no part disposal for capital gains tax. the gain we've previously calculated will not be charged. Instead, the proceeds received from the sale of the rights are deducted from the base cost of the shares for CGT purposes. James' CGT base cost is now the original cost of the shares, being £500,000, less the small proceeds of £20,000, giving him a revised CGT base cost of £480,000. However, if James has not otherwise used his annual CGT exemption, he can ask HMRC to treat the receipt as a part disposal. This will give him a gain of £6,111 as previously calculated. This will be covered by the annual exemption, so no CGT will be payable, and a higher CGT base cost of £486,111 to use when he eventually sells his shares. There is one practice example to complete this session. We first put together the Section 104 pool. Basil bought 50,000 shares in May 2002. He then acquired a further 10,000 shares from the rights issue in December 2004. This takes his holding to 60,000 shares with a total cost of £125,000. In June 2007, Basil received £2,000 from the sale of his rights. This is less than £3,000, so proceeds are small. There is no disposal in 2007, but instead the proceeds are deducted from the cost of the shares in the pool. Basil now has 60,000 shares with a base cost of £123,000. In February 2011, Basil sold 30,000 shares. This is half of the shares in the pool, so we take out half the base cost. Finally, we calculate the capital gain. Proceeds are £120,000. The CGT base cost is £61,500, giving Basil a capital gain of £58,500. This concludes this session on scrip issues and sale of rights.